With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Trump administration has no plans to try to return an illegal alien to Maryland. The man, allegedly a member of the violent MS-13 gang, was deported to his native El Salvador.
Even though the administration admitted the man was deported in error and the Supreme Court told the U.S. to facilitate his release, the White House isn't budging. When President Trump was asked about returning the man, he deferred to Attorney General Pam Bondi.
That's up to El Salvador if they want to return him. That's not up to us.
However, El Salvador's president claimed he doesn't have the power to return him either. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Looks like Harvard may have to tap into that endowment fund now that the Trump administration has frozen more than $2.2 billion in grants and contracts to the school. Correspondent Julie Walker says it follows the university's refusal to accede to a list of demands by the Trump administration.
The Harvard list includes government and leadership reforms, as well as a requirement to institute a merit-based admissions and hiring policy. It also includes an audit of students and faculty on their views about diversity, as well as a ban on face masks.
Face masks have been used by anti-Israel protesters on campus. Also at SRNNews.com, a Palestinian man, he led anti-Israel protests as a Columbia University student, has been arrested at a Vermont immigration office. He went there thinking that he was going to be interviewed about finalizing his U.S. citizenship. Bail denied for Cody Ballmer, charged in connection with the arson attack on the Pennsylvania governor's residence. The 38-year-old Harrisburg man charged with terrorism, attempted murder, and arson. The governor, his family, and guests were not injured in the attack. Dow futures, 77 points higher. This is SRN News. Make that 71 pro-life sanctuary cities.
Councilmen in Mullen, Texas have voted to apply that designation to their town, meaning it will bar the performance of any abortion within city limits and will not promote the practice elsewhere. Numerous small cities and towns across the country have been joining the sanctuary movement, which was sparked by liberal cities declaring themselves sanctuaries for illegal immigrants in recent years. Many of the unborn sanctuary cities are in Texas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Wyoming Supreme Court will hear arguments this week on state abortion bans that a lower court judge has struck down as unconstitutional. But even if the state high court agrees with those rulings, abortion in Wyoming may remain largely unresolved. There are two new state laws in place that the court is not considering. One requires Wyoming's only abortion clinic to be licensed, like all other surgical centers. Another new law requires women get an ultrasound before a medication abortion. SRN News. Citing emotional distress stemming from a search of his office, a Texas Republican congressman is suing the U.S. Capitol Police.
Republican Troy Nels of Texas has filed a lawsuit seeking $2.5 million in damages after a U.S. Capitol Police officer entered his office, prompting claims from the GOP congressman that he is, quote, worried and anxious about his interactions with the agency. The suit stems from a 2021 incident in which an officer entered Nels' office over the Thanksgiving break, relaying that he found the door to the office wide open. Upon seeing a whiteboard with, quote, suspicious writing mentioning body armor with an outline of the Rayburn Building next to the Longworth Building with an X marked on the map, the officer forwarded the information to supervisors. Nell's suit disputes several items in the officer's account, including whether the door was open. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Keystone Oil Pipeline is back in business following last week's spill in North Dakota that shut down the line. More details at SRNNews.com.